Hi there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from the Gaelic Athletic Association's Croke Park. Traditionally, when we think about IoT, we think about cool little robots and do-it-yourself kind of things, but we're here to learn today how IoT can actually transform the lives of people in cities and especially in this stadium. They use this as a test bed to learn about how IoT can help them learn about what's going on in the stadium, and also we'll learn about how you too can use IoT to transform the way we do things. I'm here with Tomas Meehan, the CIO of the Gaelic Athletic Association. Tell us about what's been going on in the stadium with IoT. First of all, it was a test bed. Tell me about that.
Sure. So we've been working with DCU, the local university, Intel and Microsoft to develop Croke Park Stadium, football stadium, as an IoT test bed. Croke Park is, we consider it to be a microcosm of a city. Mm-hmm. We've got all of the various sectors that you would expect to find in a city in terms of commercial, health and safety, food and beverage, retail, and we felt that it was a good microcosm for a smart city and a good testbed for IoT technology. So we've been working for about the last 2 years to bring IoT from proof of concept to reality. And we have some technologies in place here that have been developed through our collaboration with Intel, DCU and Microsoft. We use those every day and they're making an impact to the stadium.
Let's talk about the beginning of the idea Sure. that you had. And because I imagine that because it's a test bed, you were going to have some issues. Let's talk about the ideas you had, the specific use cases, and then the challenges that you saw as you were implementing it.
Sure. So I guess when we started the project, we did quite a bit of work on the use cases to identify use cases that worked for me as the end user or the consumer in this stadium, but also that had a life outside of a football stadium. Mm-hmm. They needed to be viable in a smart city environment. So we weren't just focused on sports, we were focused on challenges that happened to be present in a sports stadium, but would also be present in cities. We focused on things like crowd movement, for example. So we developed the use cases, identified the components that were needed to bring those use cases to life, and tried to implement as many as we could.
What were some of the challenges that you saw when you were implementing these things?
Connectivity is a challenge. Power and energy for the sensors. Placing the sensors in a place where they could capture data, mm-hmm. but wouldn't be interfered with, wouldn't be in the way. Those were challenges we had in the stadium, but which would also be present in a city.
Let's talk about the connectivity issue. What do you mean by that? Were you talking about, were these things working over Wi-Fi? Are they wired? Tell me about that.
A combination. So the primary connectivity between the gateway, the sensors and the gateways is using a technology called Zigbee. Mm-hmm. Intel use that within their gateways or have used that within their gateways. We found, I guess, during high capacity games that people interfered with the connectivity and we had quite a bit of packet loss. It was an unexpected benefit, I guess, really, of the project that Intel and DCU were able to research that. Right. And have real data that they could correlate packet loss with the volume of people in a particular area.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about what you're thinking about in the future. Or let's start first with these things that as they're being rolled out and then as they're being used, mm-hmm. what benefit have you seen from the introduction of IoT into this stadium?
We've one very practical use case that we took from proof of concept right through to a commercial delivery. In a stadium environment, crowd noise is great when it's inside the stadium, but as soon as it spills out to the environment or the environs, it's noise pollution.
Yeah.
So we need to be very careful of that, not just for matches, but for concerts and meetings, events, Christmas parties, whatever might be ongoing. So we historically would have paid third parties to come and monitor the noise level outside the ground for compliance purposes. We've deployed IoT technology to do that. We have microphone sensors, if you want, speaking to gateways, pushing data into the Microsoft cloud, into the Azure cloud, and we have dashboards which tell our security staff what the noise level is and if they need to go and turn down the volume.
So tell me about the first time you recognized that this is going to be a success. That because there's a realization as a CIO mm-hmm. when you're watching technology be deployed where you're thinking, will this work? Won't this work? But then there's a moment in time when you're thinking, this is going to work. Tell me when that happened for you.
I guess this time last year, we were running our proof of concept, running our pilot within the stadium. We decided we were going to use it also for fan engagement. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to have who made the loudest noise, whose fans are
the 15th man, right?
The 16th man, 16th, yes, exactly.
Lost count there.
So I guess from my perspective, we pushed that out on Twitter. So we had our KPIs, our dashboard, we pushed it out on Twitter, and Peggy Johnson actually retweeted it, and we got something like 350,000 views of our image. And I think as a project, that was a real watershed and a real sense of achievement that we delivered something tangible that was interesting to people.
Yeah, and not just to technology people, but to everyone at large.
Everyone at large, exactly, yeah. So they, you know, it was picked up in some national newspapers the next day in Ireland, and it was a bit of commentary about why Kilkenny people were noisier than Tipperary people or whatever. But
right.
That to me was, from my perspective, was a real high point.
So as that high point came, I'm sure you had, as a CIO, tons of ideas of how you can take this and move it into the future. What are your plans for this type of technology in the future in the stadium?
So I mentioned the Azure dashboard that we have, Microsoft working to deliver that for us. But I really want to see a scenario where we have an interactive dashboard with lots of KPIs and lots of data coming from various sensors. We have other things ongoing, such as wind speed, for example, which is important for one of our tourist attractions, mm-hmm. called the Skyline. It's a tourist attraction on top of the roof, so that's 44 meters above ground level. There's a health and safety aspect. If it's too windy, you can't go up there. So we have sensors that record wind speed. I want to bring those onto a dashboard that literally says green to go and red, you can't use it today.
So there's tons of things that you can do that you're excited to do.
Absolutely.
So what word of advice do you have to other CIOs and people that are considering using these kind of technologies? Mm-hmm. What are some roadblocks? What are some things that can help them make this successful?
I think it's really important to get the correct use case. Some things sound really challenging and you know, really fun to do, but there may be quick wins that can be delivered in advance of trying something really complex and failing with that. Expect to fail. I think expect to iterate. There mm-hmm. will always be challenges. We've had challenges with everything we've delivered. We've found problems and we've overcome them. And I think that's probably the key to IoT. Fail quickly. If you're going to fail, iterate and come up with new solutions.
Awesome. Well, Tomas, thanks so much for letting us come here. We're here at the Gaelic Athletic Association's Croke Park. Beautiful stadium. Thanks so much for spending time
with
us.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
We'll see you.
Thank you.